Blog Talk Radio.
We are guardians of the free constitutional republic. We take our liberty and the responsibility for that upon ourselves. We answer to one law and one law only, the Constitution of the United States of America. We will defend our Constitution and Republic against all enemies, foreign and domestic, by force of arms. We are the Constitution's last resort. We will not fail. We will stand with our brothers and sisters from sea to shining sea and preserve the Republic of the United States of America. God save the Republic. Whiskey 6 out.
Welcome to Wild Card Radio. We have a couple callers in here. And before I start mine, would anyone like to jump in here?
Hello. How are you tonight?
We're just fine. We can't call it fine. We've got a fellow patriot who is dead. LaVoy Fennecombe was taken out military style on his way to a meeting by a group of unknown people. Many of us here have watched those released videos. We've seen the operation. We've seen the use of the drone cameras. We watched it go down. We watched him drive around the thing just as you or I would. I'm on a dirt road and somebody just pulls across in front of me. I have two choices. I can have me and my family robbed, murdered, raped, whatever, or I can try to drive out of it if I'm unarmed. And he went around it. They chased him down. He got out. He raised his hand. They shot him, killed him right there. In a military-style operation. That's not LEO operation. LEO operation works according to the incident command system. Certain steps are done. Certain steps are done each and every way so that whatever happens, it is a verifiable case in a court of law. We didn't see that. That was an execution. The fact that they'd done that means that if the other car had pulled around also, they would have all been dead, not just one wounded and in the hospital. LaVoy Fennecombe, in addition to what the media claims as the spokesperson for this thing, is also a writer. What we need to do is we need to make sure that the people that did this understand that this is not acceptable to the American people. This is not acceptable in any way, in any nation. Let's take a moment now while I bring all the people who have called in here up online. Let's take a minute and think about Mr. Fennecombe and wish him well, because he died in the service of his nation. He died keeping his oath.
He died a very honorable death.
I've got everybody on. Go ahead. Would you like to address them, please?
was just going to say that he died a very honorable death. Died on his feet, like a lot of us would prefer to do.
Anybody else there?
I'd like to
see
you play.
I'm
sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Bryn. That was looped.
I've spoken with many law enforcement officers, some even that are politicians. They all agree that this was the execution. This man, where were the tasers? Pictures show he always wore his pistol on his right hip, not his left hip. That would make sense off being right hip. A lot of questions about this. A lot of unanswered questions that need to be dealt with. And another way to get your local news media involved is to hashtag their Twitter site anything that you share that you want to see. They can call them. If we don't start standing up and proclaiming what we claim to be, there's nobody else going to do it for us. And I'm going to go on mute for a second. Go ahead.
I'd like to say just that God bless the Roy Finnegan. God damn. Let's assassinate him. That's all I have to say.
You heard our declaration, and we're putting a call out to everybody to stand up with us, alongside us. Don't take back to those irons, our land, and our laws, our God-given rights. Is there anybody else on here? Because I don't hear anybody talk.
Well, there we go. Now I'm back up here. I'm sorry. This is our nation. It's not theirs. It's not the politicians. It's not the land owned by corporations. A corporation is not a person. It has no blood, no bone, no soul. It may be run by people who are supposed to have blood, bone, and soul. But when they make a rule up in that corporation called the United States of America, which only lives one place, that is on 10 square miles of George Washington's old farm called the District of Columbia. But today, they are better, they are armed as well as our military. They're trained like our military. You don't need an army in this nation. In fact, our Constitution said we couldn't. That no standing army. Now, there can be the standing militias and guard units within the states, but not a federal army unless there is an emergency, which they have perpetuated since 1861. It's important that all of us understand that they are working because we allow it. We tell them how with our actions. They drive an FBI unit in, grab two deputy sheriffs, have them kick the door, go in and drag people out of a house, and the neighbors don't show up with shotguns and stop them. We show them that that's okay. It's time now for all of us people, real people, not legal entities, not corporations, not companies, but people. People that can feel a face, people that can hurt when someone is killed. It's time for us to take them, these people, get them to stand together and get them to look towards that 10 acres of George's old farm and tell them, that is yours and this is mine. When that Congress, the last time we had a real Congress in this republic was in 1860s. And they said something that made eight states pull back all of their senators and all their representatives. What did this do? This caused there to be no Congress, because without those first eight individuals and the state of North Carolina, which followed in order to attack those eight individuals and refused, at that time, they adjourned. And you can look this up in the congressional records. I want to say it was in April of 1861 or 62, and what they said was, there is no quorum, and they adjourned. A Latin term is seindi, S-E-I-N-D-I-E, same day. That means with no date of return. Abraham Lincoln, shortly thereafter, in a letter of proclamation, directed the Congress to assemble in Washington, D.C. That Congress was the belongs of the corporation. It does not belong to the people. And they've been, to use a nice colloquial term, bullshitting us ever since. So it's time now for us to tell them no. And all we have to do, their rules, when they make a law, is color of law. And we agree to work on it for three reasons. One, we don't know any better. Two, we think that what it says will help out our people in our around us. And three, because we don't want someone to show up and shoot us three times on the side of the road for making noise. If we join together, neighborhoods, units, militias, clubs, blacks, whites, Orientals, Indians, and tell them no, it will be no. There in Oregon, when those people who are holding that place hostage by being inside went down below in the bottom, they found artifacts, Indian artifacts. Indians don't keep artifacts in boxes. Indians keep artifacts buried with their dead people. Those are things that should have been in the ground with the bones of their ancient, of the ancient warriors. Instead, they're in an FBI building downstairs. Is that what they intended? All of these BLM sites, all of these things where the federal government is trying to take the land of the people and give it to other people. Look around your state. You will find areas called tax-free zones. How do you have a tax-free zone in a state that charges tax? Because the federal government has sold it to another country. This is a place where they can bring their goods without paying any tariffs until they are sold. Look in your look online and you can find them in your state. But yet they're running out of money. As we get down here further in the next few weeks, every blood and bone human person, whether you are carrying a badge in your back pocket to say that you're a member of the federal government, you can do that. But you're a human being, just like the rest of us that live on down the street from you, across the road, next town over. Every one of these senators, when they go up and they pass a law and make a member, one of us, a possible terrorist, because we served this nation, because we went out and risk our lives while others done their service. Everybody does their time someplace. Whether you're typing letters in a congressman's office or carrying a rifle in Afghanistan, you're doing your part for the nation to help, you thought. Now we find out that it's not true. Everybody's backing out. They're looking at each other. That's the intent. The only way they can control us is through fear and hunger. We're seeing in our nation today cities without water. Why? Because they're not allowed to draw it out of a particular water source as they have before, because someone has sold that water source to some corporation so that they can put it in bottles and sell it to us at 2,000% gross. Now's the time for you to stand up. If you don't want to take a rifle, then start studying, learning how to provide these things for your people. Because once this government starts to teeter, it won't be long. They've been instructed by the IMF, which incidentally is a corporation that is shareholdered out of Europe, who's passed on that all countries that have debts, what's a debt? Their debt to the IMF, needs to take the property of the people in their countries through taxation, through other means, and to take that money to give to the IMF to settle this debt. Well, I don't owe that money, although the 14th Amendment says I'm not allowed to say that. I see we got another caller in there. Anytime you want to, just jump in. But it's Tyson's important.
I'd like to make an open call right now to the commander of the Oregon National Guard. I'd like to talk to the officers, the non-commissioned officers, of the National Guard. Fulfill your oath to your Constitution. Don't let this happen. Take up arms. Stop them. It's your sworn duty. These are your citizens. Your existence is because of them. Pick your weapons up. Disarm these bandits. It's your duty. Took an oath to the Constitution. Now it's come time to pick your rifles up and defend that Constitution. You're officers of the United States Army. Don't let this happen. Anything they're doing is unlawful order. Stop it by force of arms. End this. Thank you.
Thank you, Six. And he's exactly right. It is not the job of the militia. It is not the job of the police. It's not the job of the deputy sheriffs and the sheriffs of this land. It's not the job of the agents that have jobs and count on that check at the end of the month to bring them back in. It's not their job to make criminals out of Americans living in their own homes because they refuse to give that land, that home that they've worked for. They work every day of their life to provide it. It's not their job to sit on their land while the BLM sets fires on their land and tells them if they put it out, they will be shot, and watch as their herds are cooked in the fields and their homes are burnt to the ground. This is not just happening in Oregon. This is happening all over the United States, all of the states. Somewhere in there, you'll find some little guy will show up one day with a gun on his hip and say, we like this and we're going to take it. These are all things that you, the individual, have got to cure. And the way you're going to cure it is by, if you can't take up arms, take up support. For every fighter, there has to be 7 people. Somebody making bandages, somebody making sandwiches, somebody fixing trucks, somebody fixing other equipment. Somebody just standing on the street corner taking notes and passing information. They have declared in the NDAA that every retired service person, no matter where he served or who he served, in the military, in the law enforcement field, in the fire service fields, forestry seals, are possible domestic terrorists. And as a possible domestic terrorist, they can take your property. They can take your life, as was shown to us 2 days ago. So I'd like to call out to each and every one of you. Find a militia unit. There is none. Make your own. The militia is the people. That's why they banned it, because they want all they want is compelling slaves. Our borders are open. We have Cubans coming in. They're simply taking a ship to Mexico, walking up to the border, and they come across with their passport. They don't intend to go home. We are bringing in Middle Easterners. Many of them are here because they really would like to have a place to live that doesn't have a bomb site type taped to it. But there's 1% to 2%. You do the math. If 1 million people come in here and only 1% of them are terrorists, that's a lot of folks in your neighborhood. So as we close out tonight, again, I want you to think real hard and real long. And when you wake up tomorrow morning, I would like for you to start looking for somebody. There are militias. You could go online and find places. Ramsite, which incidentally has a new address, and that is militias, M-I-L-I-T-I-A-S, .ning, November, India, novembergolf.com. Leak on there, and you'll find links to the militias in your area. You'll also find information that you're going to need, because they're not doing this because they just hate, they just want to do it. They're doing this for the money. And when they get the, and when they find a way to get the last nickel out of this nation, all the light switches will go off, all the water will quit flowing, and will be just like it were when they landed at Jamestown, just out on the ground. We'll have a few more toys and a whole lot more knowledge, but we can survive. Thank you very much, and I want to thank you for listening to Wild Card Command Radio. If you watch the site here, there should be another presentation here scheduled for on Monday. Thank you very much, and may God save our nation.